Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship-building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello, hello, and good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. And Happy New Year. Happy 2020. Have I got a chance to say that yet? No, I didn't do the show last week, so this is the first show of 2020. All so right. We're going to start off with a blast. I mean, I got the guest, the ultimate guest here, right? So we had to get the best I can find, and that's Sam Thompson. So
Lord,
Sam Thompson is going to, you know, he's going to shed some knowledge on us about meeting planning and how he started his company and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to get to that, though. But I've already unmuted Sam's mic, so he can say whatever he wants to say, and he's going to be heard. But most times I don't, just so you know, I don't unmute everybody.
Wow.
Yeah, right. So I'm just going to go ahead and welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
so much for being the first guest of 2020.
Honored to be here. Honor and a pleasure to be in your habitat, sir.
Oh,
Happy
goodness.
New Year to you as well.
Thank you
for an amazing invitation. Thank you for your patience and sync getting out here to Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, we'll go through that. Because, you know, Sam and Matt, his partner, were on blast for quite a while. Although Sam did say he was going to do the show, but he never gave me a date. You know what I mean? Until, you know, probably, I don't know, let's say a month ago, he gave me a date. So I held him to it, right? I was holding his feet to the fire. So, but no, I do thank you for, you know, taking your time. Because he lives in the desert. So he lives in the Palm Desert. Palm Springs area.
Yes.
And you know, he wanted to come in and do the show right. We could have definitely done it, you know, via Skype or whatever, but he said, no, I want the whole experience.
Yeah, I want the face-to-face
experience. There you go.
I want to shake your hand.
There you go.
Give you a
hug. There you go. And we did that. We did all that. We've been chopping it up for the last hour or so. So actually, we really don't need to do a show now. So it's just because we already caught up with everything. So, but anyway, we will do the show. So, but thank you, everyone. I do appreciate everyone joining the show. People at LA Talk Radio, as well as Facebook Live. I do appreciate you guys listening and watching the show. I was just telling Sam, I said, I'm coming up on a year of doing the show. Actually, the 23rd of this month will be a whole year. And I can't even believe it, you know. Just having fun, right?
What a
just
blessing.
Right? So I'm definitely blessed. I'm definitely happy that I'm doing the show. I definitely enjoy it. And I just pray that we continue to do it and have a good time and just, you know, share some knowledge that we know about meetings and hotels and things like that, because that's what it's all about. And, you know, people sharing, other hospitality professionals like Sam come on and share their knowledge and how they got into the industry, because everyone has their own story, right? And that's what the show is all about. On air with Russell of Hotels. Let me say the of, because I've been getting flack from my mom because she says I'm saying it too fast and I don't hear of. So it's Russell of Hotels, on air with Russell of Hotels, right?
Well, mom's always number one fan. Mom's always the number one fan. Make sure her baby's
exactly,
okay.
Exactly.
So shout out
exactly.
to moms for taking shout care out to of her moms. Baby. of Hotels.
Yes, yes, yes. Hello to moms out in Blythe. And I can't say too much about Blythe because I said something and she thought I was making fun of Blythe. So I'm like, I'm not making fun of Blythe. I try to get a laugh where I can, but yeah, I'm not making fun of it.
There's
anything,
nothing wrong with Blythe.
Yeah, nothing wrong. You been there?
I've never been there, but there's nothing wrong with it. Okay. I passed through it on my way to Arizona.
That's about it, right?
But I'll make a stop. If mom's cooking, I'll stop by. I'll stop. No problem. I'll come see you, moms. I'll come see you, Mrs. Edmund. I have no problem with it. I have no issue with Blythe. Blythe's never done nothing wrong to me. And you're from Blythe, so you're a good dude.
That's right.
So I think we're going to be all right.
Blythe must be okay. Yep. See, I didn't know what I was getting into when I got Sam on the show.
See, y'all ain't ready. I'm going to get comfortable.
Yeah, get comfortable.
I'm going to get comfortable.
Okay, I thought you were already comfortable.
I'm not comfortable yet. I'm getting there.
Okay, well, take your shoes off. That's fine.
I just might.
Okay, all right. What a way to start out the new year, and that's what it's supposed to be. But anyway, we're going to get into some industry news, right? There's a couple of things I just came across, and this one came across because my daughter happens to be in New Orleans, right? So the J Collection. I'd never even heard of this. It's a hotel collection of 19 hotels owned and operated, all unique boutique-style hotels based in or around New Orleans. It's called the J Hotel Collection.
Sounds like a site inspection on our way.
Right?
Yeah, that's sounds what I'm good. Saying. Sounds like a good brand.
Based in NOLA, New Orleans. So I just thought I'd mention that. So they just came out with this like last week. Within the last week, they launched 19 hotels at one time. So maybe a brand to be reckoned with. I don't know. But if you're going to New Orleans, check out a J Collection, the J Collection. Check it out.
What is that J A Y? Is that just the letter J?
The letter J.
Okay.
The letter J.
So I know how to Google that.
The J.
Know?
Just the letter J.
Okay.
The J Collection.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, J.
Okay, there you go.
We coming to New Orleans.
There you go. There you go. What is well appointed guest room? What is a well appointed guest room? We just talked about this. So what do you think that is, Sam?
Oh, you know, coming from the front desk, I used to use some of those terms in my early hospitality career. That is a well furnished decor. Renovated room I'd throw in there. You know, something new and it's going to stand out. All the furnishings, all the appointments you want in your guest room when you walk in.
You got came up with a better definition than I would have come up with.
Okay. I've been in some hotels in this journey, but that's what we say.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Cuz I was looking at, I look at industry, whatever, industry news magazines, whatever, hotel rag magazines, whatever, and it made a comment about a well-appointed guest room. I was like, what the heck is a well-appointed guest room? Well, they had a definition there. So it's an attractively equipped, arranged, or furnished, especially for comfort and convenience.
Okay.
So that's what a well-appointed room, at least according to one publication, attractively equipped, arranged, or furnished, especially for comfort and convenience. That's what a well-appointed guest room is. So you heard it here first, right? If you didn't know what one was before, you know what it is now, right?
All my rooms should be well appointed.
Exactly, exactly.
So it should go without saying.
Exactly. You shouldn't even have to say that, but that's what you look at the descriptions of a hotel. You go to a hotel website, and a lot of times they sell our well appointed rooms or comfortable and whatever.
I like your hotel voice right there.
Do you like that?
That's how they do it.
So that's what a well, just in case people were wondering, what is a well-appointed hotel room? Well, that's what it is. That's the definition, at least. So we're live here.
Getting educated today.
They're right from Sherman Oaks, California, which is right outside of L.A. Sam had never even been to Sherman Oaks. So that's why I had to mention this. I said, you never been to the Valley? He said, well, not this Valley. I said, oh, okay. Well, this is Sherman Oaks, the San Fernando Valley section of L.A. County. So we're still in L.A. County. We're actually still part of L.A. City, but it just happens to be the north part of L.A. County, but it is Sherman Oaks, and this is where we are. So this is where L.A. Talk Radio Studios are, and we're here with Sam Thompson. He's with Sync Meeting Management is it La Quinta, or where are you?
We're basically everywhere. No, I'm just playing.
Okay.
It's out of La Quinta, but Palm Desert is where I live, so it's all the same.
Okay, okay.
The Desert Valley.
The desert, okay, yeah. Palm Springs. For people that don't know, there's Palm Springs, La Quinta, Palm Desert. all those make up the desert community for the most part.
You got
part.
It.
So I guess if you say one, it's all interchangeable with the other.
Yeah, I got to go back home, so I can't leave nobody out.
No, not at all.
But we're based in the La Quinta Palm Desert area. Okay, it's headquarters. Okay.
But you plan meetings everywhere.
We do.
Okay, so we're gonna get into that.
No, I'll take your time.
I'm not worried. He's already chomping at the bit to start talking. Right, you can tell, right? So I gotta calm him down.
It's the first of the year, man. You put me on blast for the first of the year, so we have to set a tone for 2020.
There you go.
That's how we're gonna do it today.
All right. What's the state of meetings for 2020? Now I got this again from one of the magazines. Moderate increases for meetings in 2020 to include meeting spend. Okay, so the increases are this: meeting spend is going up, frequency and size is growing. Growth will vary for different types of meetings in different parts of the world, but on average, the projections are positive. What do you think about that?
Thumbs up.
Yeah. Do you see that in what you do?
We're seeing some of our clients do more. Mm-hmm. They want to invent more meetings and events to their bottom line. They want to recognize. They want to get their teams and their different departments together. Okay. So we are seeing that with Sync. And we're seeing just more volume in that regard of spending more, going to more second-tier cities, not just third-tier cities anymore, and not always just first-tier cities, but they're willing to spend more to have a great experience.
What's a first and a second-tier? What are you talking about? You're talking another language. What does that mean exactly?
You live in a first-tier city, sir, this L.A. county, you know, where you got to have many, many dollars to have meetings and events down here, but there's always a price point for everybody. So our clients look at ways to save money with their events, but they're also looking to spend more going to great destinations like Hawaii or your major downtown city landscapes. So we have a little bit of everything, but we're seeing more growth in all that.
Okay, very good. So you're saying that this the information I'm getting is pretty accurate based on what you've seen.
Based on Sync knowledge and numbers, yes, sir. Our funnel set shows the same.
Okay, all right. Make sure. I just want to make sure. This is the expert here, right? So that's why we got him here. So we want to make sure the information we're getting from these industry magazines is accurate. At least according to Sync.
Don't quote me, but you can quote me.
All right, very good. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels? My email address is russell@russellofhotels.com. Twitter is @RussellOfHotels. IG, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. L is my middle name, just in case you did not know.
Oh, what's the middle name? You never told us a middle name.
Well, does it matter?
Yes, it does. You got the L in there for a reason.
It doesn't matter. It's just an initial.
Okay.
Facebook.
All right.
I have two Facebook pages, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. And then my website, www.russellofhotels.com. All right. So those are ways that you can get a hold of me. And the show, you know, it's a live show. So we do this every Tuesday, or I do it, not we. I guess we today, because I have Sam here. But the show is done every Tuesday at 1 p.m. PST. That means Pacific Standard Time. Okay.
All right.
So for your East Coast people, that means 4 o'clock. So just in case you want to hear. And I know there's some East Coasters that listen as well. And we thank you for that. Or they watch it as well. So, and then we're a live show, but then after the show's over, we become a podcast. Did you know that?
I do know that.
Okay. You know that. Okay. So you can listen to us on iTunes. Was it Google Play, Spotify? So whatever your favorite podcast platform is, you can get On Air with Russell of Hotels. Just type that in and you'll get us. Okay. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be listening or watching. Okay. Sponsorship opportunities. I always talk about sponsorship just in case people want to, see, like Sync today is sponsoring our show. Did you know that? Okay. You can see it right there. So the people, Sam is shaking his head like, are we?
Well, I didn't know that. I guess I better write that check. I got you. I got an IOU for you too. We're honored to bless you, man. Honored to be supporting this great man here.
Anyway, so if you want your logo, your name to appear right there, because Facebook Live is seeing this, they're seeing Sync Meeting Management, and they say, well, how do I get someone to, let's just say, manage our meetings, okay? Let's don't solve the planning, because, you know, Russell Hotels does that as well, just in case you didn't know that. But
yes, they do.
Let's just say you wanted Sync Meeting Management to manage your meeting. That's what they do. They do a lot of other things too, but that's maybe one of the main things that they do at that great company. In fact, you have like 8 people now, right?
We're growing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, we're going to get, you know, I'm jumping ahead of the game.
It's all right.
Yeah, but I'm just so happy because I remember when it was just 3 of you guys.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And now you've grown, you know, by 5 more people. So that's good. I mean, and it's all in a matter of several years, 3 or 4 years.
We made 4 years in October of last year.
Congratulations. See? Thank you. Magical number of 5 years. Once you get 5 years, that means that's it. You can't go back.
We can get there.
You'll get there.
We plan to get there.
So don't even say that.
I know.
But sponsorship opportunities, if you're interested in getting your name out there to the right people, because that's what it's always about, right? Are you getting to the right people? 50% of people that watch and listen to the show are hotel people. I mean, hotel or industry people. Let's say hospitality people. I mean, CVBs, tourism boards, hotels, restaurants. We got influencers that listen to the show. We got people from L.A. to New York to the Texas, New Orleans to Minnesota. I mean, we cover the entire United States, Europe, Jamaica, Bahamas, Philippines. We have people. Wow. Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's right. See, he didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
See, he thought he was coming to some fly by night show, right?
No, I didn't say all that.
He walked in. He was like, oh, I didn't expect all of this. I thought it was going to be a table and chairs in here with a laptop on the desk. But no, this is serious
in
here.
LA Talk. All right.
This is LA Talk Radio. We don't mess around in here. and I mean Sam, the guy that owns LA Talk.
Yeah,
Radio,
I don't own LA Talk. The wrong Sam.
So yeah, so those are sponsorship opportunities. You can promote your career opportunity, career opportunities. There's a lot of stuff I see that you know, people are looking for: sales managers, GMs, directors of sales, restaurant managers, whatever. I mean, those things that you can put on the show as well, right?
Love it.
So, say Sync is looking for, you know, you're looking for, I don't know, whatever you're looking for. You can always say that as well. Looking for good people. So you can always do that on air with Russell of Hotels.
Awesome.
Where are they from that listen? I think I mentioned some people, but feeder cities, our top feeder cities are, of course, LA, Orange County, San Francisco, Chicago, and New York. Those are our feeder cities for
Love
the most
it.
Part. Yeah. So that's what we do. That's kind of what we do. A little bit of what we do. That's as far as sponsorship opportunities are concerned. Okay, but what is the Russell of Hotels group? Well, I do several different things. I have to put my glasses on because I can't even see. You know what? I didn't realize that I can actually make this bigger, so I don't need my glasses. So what is the Russell of Hotels group? Business development is one. So I've been mentioning this for the last couple, probably at least 2 months, that I formed a new partnership with Broughton Hotels where they're trying to grow their management contracts. They currently have 15 hotels. They're trying to, say, double that by the end of this year. So my job is to assist them with finding hotel owners that are looking for management companies to manage their hotels.
Okay.
Because a lot of owners, one, they don't know how to manage a hotel, and probably two, they probably shouldn't even be trying to, right? Some of them. I'm not saying all of them, because there's some good owners that actually own and operate their hotel as well. But just in case you don't want to do that, you want to rely on some experts, give Russell of Hotels a call, and I'll introduce you to the Broughton team, because I've worked with them before. They do some phenomenal things, and they save you money. I mean, but they don't cut on any service. And that's one of the things that I noticed when I was a GM and a director of sales with them a couple of years ago. So that's one thing I do. So that's business development. Financial planning for hospitality professionals. That's Sam and I were just talking about that. That's something that's relatively new, probably a month and a half old. So basically, you know, when we're hotel people and we work and we bounce around a lot, sometimes we set up 401ks and then we leave them with the company.
Mm-hmm.
Why would we leave it with the company? That's like I said, an example was, and I think Chris, who was my guest last week or 2 weeks ago, he said, if you had a girlfriend, you broke up with her, and why would you leave your money with her? You know, why would you leave anything with her? You would take that back with you, right?
Yeah.
And move on to the next one, right?
Yeah,
so why would you leave your money with a company you no longer work with? So
true story.
Exactly. So if you wanted to roll over that money into a new plan where you have more control over it, we can assist you with that. So that's one of the financial plans, and as well as life insurance and things like that. Because that's one thing. If we bounce around a lot, once you leave that one company, you know, you're no longer covered with their life insurance.
Very true.
So you want to make sure you do have your own 401ks, mutual funds, life insurance. So you just want to make sure you do that. So what did I do? I went out and educated myself, got my license. Well, I'm working on my securities license now, but I did get my life insurance license. So I went back to school or whatever. So by the state of California, I'm, you know, I have my insurance license and
impressive.
All that stuff. So
he does it all, y'all.
Just
he does
things
it
I'm
all.
Trying to do to help out our community.
You
don't
have to change it
to
Russell
community.
Of a bunch of other stuff.
That's right.
You do
that's
more
right.
than just hotel, Russell, sir. Well, Russell of. That might just be it. Russell of. You fill in the blank. Okay. He got you.
Well, you got jokes today, Sam. Thanks. Okay.
You do it all, bro. I'm impressed. You should yeah. be. I've always, since we first met, you know everybody, and everybody knows Russell.
Oh.
That's a compliment.
You're too kind.
It's the truth. The viewers out there know what I speak of. So
I try. You know, if there's something I can do, I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to help out that hotel community. Right. They've helped me out over the years, so I'm trying to give back. Right?
There is no try. You either do or you don't, sir, and you do. You right. do it very well.
Well, I thank you, Sam. Thank you so much. moving on.
He's a modest man as
what
well.
What else does Russell Hotels do? Hotel site selection.
Yes, he does.
That's how he started this whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I go out. I have companies, organizations that need assistance with finding. We call it a hotel site selection, right? Is that what we call it?
Yep.
So if they don't have time to go out and do all the mundane legwork of finding a hotel, my job or our job is to go out and do that for them. So we find a hotel that's suitable that for their particular programs. You know, no two programs, no two meetings are alike, no two conferences are alike. So our job is to find the hotel within their budget that fits their needs. So that's another thing that I do, and Sam does that as well. Digital marketing, if you look at a lot of the postings that I do, I mean, I do things for hotels, restaurants, whatever. A lot of things on social media, so digital marketing via social media, of course. And then I'm a radio show host, so On Air with Russell of Hotels, where I interview today's hospitality professionals, and today is no exception because we got one of the top ones today, and that's
here you go.
That's Samuel Thompson, who's on blast now. Now that Sam's off the hot seat, he's no longer
thank you
on
Lord.
Blast. Who's still on blast? And maybe Sam can help me get some of these people because I think he knows at least one or two of these people.
Okay, who you got?
Brian Churchill.
Oh, I know Brian since my San Francisco days.
Right?
Yeah, him and his lovely wife. So I'll make some calls as soon as his show is over.
Make some calls and have that dude on this
Brian,
show.
Brian, come on, help me out.
Exactly.
Man.
We need to know what's going on.
Because he's
going to
make me come back in February if you don't come. So come come on down, Brian.
So Brian Churchill, VP LA Tourism, you're on blast. Carol Motley. You know Carol Motley? From Destination DC?
I do not.
You don't know her? Okay.
I do not.
Well, she's somebody you need to know.
Okay.
So she's Director of Convention Sales with Destination DC. That's Carol Motley, a.k.a. C-Mott. That's what we call her.
Okay.
C-Mott. Okay. So she's on blast. Luis Torres, Universal Studios. You know him?
I do not, but I do know my girl Curls, Angela.
Okay.
Over there
at
Universal Studios.
Okay, well, what you need to do
we call her
is
Curls.
You call her what?
We call her Curls. I'm putting her on blast.
Curls?
Yeah, she'll tell you.
Curls in
her curly hair, yeah. We
okay.
call her Curls.
We'll call Curls
hey,
and say, Luis Torres is on blast.
All right.
And all he needs to come on the show. And Curls can come on the show, too.
We'll get them both on here.
Get
How about
both.
I give you
get
two
them.
For one?
Let's do it. Let's
See,
do it.
Here we go.
And then the last person is Stephanie Corsino. Do you know her? She's with Hong Kong Tourism.
Oh, yeah. She used to be at the Garland.
There you go.
See?
Small.
It's all up here.
Right?
It's all up here.
It's just like an encyclopedia of hotel people. Where they are. Oh, she used to be with the Garland. You know, where does that happen? How random is that?
Yeah. So. No, I did a site with Stephanie when she first started at the Garland, maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I'm glad to see she's moving forward and growing her career. That's awesome.
She's big.
Congratulations.
Hong Kong Tourism. So we want you. In fact, the other day she had, I don't know. We're going back and forth on LinkedIn, sending, you know, hey, how you doing? Happy New Year, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I said, do you listen to my show? And she says, well, I listened to one. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I'm going to listen to them. I said, well, listen to the last couple, because she's been on blast.
I like how you channeled your inner Stephanie.
Right,
you do some great impersonations,
right?
Y'all. See, tonight's show is next for Russell. I'm telling you, he's got some talent over here. My wife does the same thing, get into these alter ego voices, man. Y'all killing me. I love it. Stephanie, he did
funny.
A good version of you.
That's
if you're
funny.
Listening.
That's funny. So anyway, Stephanie's on blast. Okay.
Stephanie Bear, get down here.
And I want to thank Chris Bush, Wealth After Work, the financial planner who was here, I think it was 2 weeks ago, because I didn't do the show live last year. I guess it was last week. I did not do it. So I want to thank him for coming on and sharing his knowledge. And like I said, if anybody's interested in what he had to talk about, and if you didn't listen to it, you need to go back and listen to it, because there's a lot of good information on there.
Definitely.
I can definitely get you in touch with him. And he's the one that's kind of, you know, showing me the ropes as far as when it comes to, you know, life insurance and financial planning and all that kind of stuff. So he's a good guy to know and very knowledgeable. Introduction of today's guest, as if I haven't introduced him already, but, this dude, okay, he's an old Marriott guy too. Okay, so I started with Marriott. He started with Marriott, right? He was a, I think I wrote some of this stuff down because I couldn't.
I don't know what he wrote, y'all.
Former front office manager, I guess, right? Former front office manager. You started at the desk. You were clerk, then became supervisor, manager. Okay. In the Bay Area, so you're from the Bay Area, right?
San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay.
Shout out to the Bay Area.
Hey, Oakland, where? San Francisco. Where are you from?
San Francisco. Grew up in the East Bay in Hayward, California.
Okay.
Shout out to Mount Eaton. Mount Eaton Stand Up.
Okay.
That's my old alumni.
Wow.
Worked in San Francisco Airport Marriott in Burlingame, California. That was my first hotel.
Okay.
I'm dating myself. 98, man.
98. When was that?
I don't know anymore. They don't make them like that anymore. that was the beginning. Who knew?
Wow. Then from there, let's just go. Let's we're running with it now. So,
I'll just run downtown.
Yeah, run down.
Went downtown to Moscone Marriott, we called it.
Okay.
San Francisco Marriott on 4th and Market. Went from front office to catering.
Okay.
And that was,
why'd you do that? Who does that? Who makes
who
that transition?
Does that? I did that. They haven't done it since either. No, it was an amazing journey because I wanted to get into sales. And back then, that was one of the quickest bridges over to sales is to service it.
Okay. Did you know that you were going to go into sales? Did you know you were going to get there? Or did you even know sales was even an option when you first started?
It was a encouragement to do catering, the catering coordinator. Service, detail all the events that come into the hotel, and then maybe down the road we'll see what's available.
Okay.
And so I went to went through a program with Marriott called MCRB.
Okay.
So you went through management training and toured about 40 hotels, learning select service, full service, and then worked in an old EBC for you Marriott people out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that's dating.
That's old
right
school.
Yes.
They don't make them like that anymore either.
Event booking center.
Yep.
That's what EBC stands for.
And so we sold everything from Monterey to Sacramento and transferred back downtown San Francisco. I did my first EBC in Santa Clara.
Okay.
And where the old Great America Park used to be. For those of you who grew up there, you know where Great America is. I used to work right behind it. And so transferred back downtown. And got a call from Desert Springs, JW Marriott in 07, and moved my family to the desert.
Wow. That's how it went down.
That's how it went down.
Because I must have met you, and it had to be 07 or 07 or 08, because I remember the exact place that it was reception.
That was, sir, probably, I'm good with this stuff. That was at least 2012.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't when you first started?
Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
Positive. Positive. They had a renovation reception there that they were celebrating the new lobby.
Wow. Okay.
So that was either 2012 or beyond, because I was in area sales when I met you. That was one of my hotels I represented.
Let's say 2012 then. Let's say 2012. So you had been out in the desert since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even realize that.
No, I know. Small world. Didn't know till I met you. Then I realized how many people know you. So, you know.
Okay. Well, I just remember people, a gang of people. It took me like 10 minutes to get
don't start that.
To meet this guy.
Don't put that out there.
I said, I got to meet this guy. I don't know who he is, but he's somebody I need to know. Right?
Here you go.
So it was like the parting of the Red Sea to get to him. And I just, finally I just said, let me just get through these people. And excuse me. And I said, hey, you don't know me. I'm Russell. I was, you know, I'm this humble dude just trying to make it. And Sam obviously had already made it because everybody knows him. I mean, you're talking about they know me. But
I was in one of my hotels. That's all that was. It was staff and other sales folks
Sam,
I work
Sam,
with.
Sam.
Here we go.
There's Sam. Do you know Sam? I don't know Sam. You don't know Sam. And people get mad at me because I don't know Sam. I'm like, well, I don't know him. But can you introduce
me? I can't, y'all. We're pulling the plug on this interview. I can't. Thank y'all for tuning in. I got to go back to the desert. This man here. Yeah.
But no, it was good. So I met you, and then I didn't see you for like maybe a couple years after that.
Yeah. With Marriott, it was a great journey. It's my foundation of what I'm built on today and how I've grown my company. But going back to that role, I was transitioned to other roles with Marriott, and that took me to other places and great experiences. I was channeling and accounts from Korea to L.A.
Okay.
And so I was in San Diego a lot, Arizona a lot, even Vegas a lot. So It was, you didn't see me because the way we were deployed, I was really in the hotels and moving around to other hotels. So. Mm-hmm. But I do remember meeting you that night because I met some other great people that night, too, that I still keep in touch with. So Who knew from that reception I'd be on your radio show?
Who knew that I even have a radio show?
5 to 8 years later.
Yeah.
You know, So that's the blessing. And with this industry, you never know. You just stay in touch and you'll never know where friendships can develop and grow.
That's
so
true.
Really cool.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
my co-founder, shout out to Matt Diamond, my guy. He's with Thick as Thieves. He helps me through all this navigating in this business, but he's really been amazing partner. And when I remember meeting you, I said, I met this guy, Russell, and he knew exactly who you were.
You know why?
Yeah. He didn't tell me why, but he told me you guys go back like four flats as well.
Oh,
so
man.
That's
yes.
how small this industry is
yes.
in this world. So it's amazing that you partner with great people that know other great people.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, Matt, just a side story. Matt was my GM.
See.
Matt was my GM with Courtyard. We opened up Hacienda Heights Courtyard back, I can't even remember, probably 90, 91.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
So I was a housekeeping manager, opened up as a housekeeping manager, and he was a GM.
That's insane.
Yeah.
He's still my GM. He
yeah.
handles a lot of stuff, man. He has done an amazing job. He's one of the few, him and Matthew Diefenbach called me to do this venture together.
Okay.
So. And Matthew Diefenbach is doing well. He's back on the hotel side. But Matt Diamond, since we've taken this baton and kept it going, he's done an amazing job in being a friend and a business partner.
Matt's
so
a good guy.
He's been around a long time. He knows a lot. He knows
yes.
so many people.
He knows so many people.
Yeah,
man.
And what I've seen with him, many people have not left the industry. Once you're in it, you're kind of stuck in it.
Exactly.
So it's been great. It's a good place to be stuck. It's a great industry with good people.
Good. Now, what made you guys start this? I mean, you guys were, Matt was with Marriott. Mm-hmm. You're with Marriott. Was Matt Diefenbach with Marriott? He's at the JW
yeah,
too, right?
We all were at the
okay.
JW at one point or another.
So you guys are all at the same property. Mm-hmm. How'd you say one day, let's, you know, we need to get out of here? Well, how did that come about?
You're going to have to plug the, you know, and to turn this off until we have a real conversation. No,
well,
no, I'm just playing. I can be
PG.
Real. I can
give it a PG
real.
Version.
No, I think in anyone's career, you sometimes you hit a ceiling and you want to do more. You want to do other things. And whatever job you have, that's your job. Whatever title they give you that you're blessed to get, that's what you're paid to do. We want to do more. And so we all had many drinks on Friday nights after work, and just through friendship and collaboration, we said, hey, what if we did this ourselves? And so they called me one Friday and said they were serious. So after years of talking, because we all talk, what we would do, what we should do, what I wish I could do, and all that talk over years was like, okay, let's really put our actions into words, our words into actions. And so there you have it. We just started chipping away at the block of ice until we formed something. And then when we finally had something tangible that looks like we can really make this work, we said, all right, Now it's the leap of faith. Mm-hmm. Now we take the deep plunge, and we're going to do it, or we're going to just keep talking another 8 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. But it is really special because everyone should experience a leap of faith moment. You should take that leap. You should try and jump if you really want to do something more. But this was special because when I moved to the desert, I took over Matt Diamond's accounts. He left the hotel side. So I got to see some of his work at the desk every day, cleaning up stuff, calling on his old accounts. And then he came back when Marriott realigned at Salesforce. So we started traveling together and doing sales calls together. So this was, we couldn't have written a better script. I mean, we didn't write this. We didn't plan it that way. It just happened organically.
Okay.
So it was a very, there was a lot of trust and a brotherhood there that happened naturally. We didn't force it. So it was really a really cool thing.
Very good. Very good. Now, okay. So you formed your company. Mm-hmm. One thing when I started doing what I'm doing, which is similar to what you do or what you guys are doing, you think that the clients that you have on the hotel side are mm-hmm. going to come with you. Mm-hmm. Did you have that same kind of thing where, you know, all these people are going to come with you, and then all of a sudden they didn't come with you?
We had a mentor. We still have a mentor. Mm-hmm. And he told us that very same thing you mentioned. Be careful. Not everyone's going to be able to come with you, your friends, family, whoever. Mm-hmm. And we learned that. It was very humbling. We were prepared for it, but we weren't prepared for it. Like someone tipped our hat, told mm-hmm. us that, what you just said, but we still went forward anyway. Because once we were committed to doing it, we were just like, I wasn't going to go through life and never say what if. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But yeah, we left and we just went and just started all over.
Okay.
So yeah, you're right. Not everyone's able to go with you where you're going.
There you go.
In life.
There you
go. There's a message right there.
There you go. Everyone that comes, but you can't go with you.
No, they can't.
That's right. That's right. What are your biggest challenges as a business owner now? What's the biggest challenges that you would say you have?
I'm always still growing the business, but growing it with the right people. Mm-hmm. Your team is important in anything you do, whether you're a team of one or you're a team of eight. It's putting the right people to ride with you and you to ride with them. That's the biggest challenge is how do we do this together?
Mm-hmm. What about juggling? Because you still sell, right?
I do.
So you have a team of whatever, five people.
Okay.
But you still sell, you're still actively selling.
Yes.
But then you have to manage your team too. I
mean, yes.
That's a fine line, right?
Yeah. I mean, for all those aspiring leaders of the future, you know, it's hard to get people motivated when we have all different interests. Mm-hmm. Maybe that job they have isn't their dream job, but mm-hmm. you got to get them to look at it that way. Mm-hmm. Or getting people to invest time and make the sacrifices needed to grow their business and grow the business. So it's been a challenge to get the right people at the table and be on one accord and fun. It's been a great, so it's great that I get to sit at the table with people that know things that I don't know.
You ever sat on a panel at a conference or anything?
Here you go.
Have you?
Here
yes
you
or no?
Go. Yes, I have.
Okay. So when you sit on a panel and they ask you questions, you happen to be the expert on that particular thing, right? I'm just asking, yes or no? Is it simple yes or no?
I'm sitting with many experts on that panel. I'm at a table with other industry experts. So anytime I can rub elbows with other industry folks, I will chomp at the bit to do so.
Oh, God, no. I
love it.
I look at you as, you know, I mean, you're up there, right? I mean, a lot of us know a lot of people, things like that. But, you know a lot of people and you have a lot of knowledge because you've gathered that, you know, through your career and through having a business and things like that.
Yes.
So you know exactly. So, I mean, we share a lot of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we know some of the same people. We've gone through the same struggles or whatever mm-hmm. as far as growing a business. I mean, but I purposely, this is me, I didn't want to grow a big company, even a company your size. I mean, that was not an ambition of mine.
Okay.
My ambition was to, you know, to branch off from a hotel.
Yeah.
And get off property, right? But it was never, and it could change, I don't know, but it was never to grow a business like you. So I've been watching you guys for the last for almost 5 years and growing. And I know I've made comments like, hey, keep it up. Because you hear a lot of good encouraging. Stuff. You hear a lot of good stuff that's going on
good.
With Sync and things like that. And I'm happy for you guys.
We're grateful for the encouragement. Our suppliers have been great. The industry has been good to us. I mean, we're getting more salutes and pats on the back and encouragement from our GSOs, from our hotel contacts, just everybody like yourself. It's been plenty to go around for all of us. So we're not getting the haters and those things. And we don't focus on that. We're just grateful for every day that we're able to feed our families and
help
our clients have great meetings. And so appreciate the encouraging words.
Oh,
Russell.
No, of course. No, I'm serious about that. I don't, that's why.
I know you are.
That's why I wanted you on the show, because there's one thing, and I'll tell you this, I'll be honest. I was at first hesitant to have you on the show. Because, see, this is getting good, right?
This is getting good, y'all.
Because you do the same thing that I do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I said to myself, I said, well, he does a little bit more than what I do. I mean, you do the meeting management, and you do some other things as well. And I said, but it's not about, it's bigger than I am, right? I mean, that's,
it's
the show is
big,
the bigger, the show is bigger than all of us, right? And there's enough business for all of us, right?
There really
is. And we've collaborated on some stuff. Anyway, right?
Let me tell you, Sync Media Management is here because we've worked with other third parties.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many third parties can say that? Mm. How many full-service event planning companies can say that?
None.
I'm sure there's some, but we don't talk about it enough. We
act
like, oh, we're all competing for the same client, the same hotel, or the same pattern. No, we're not. It's relationship business. It always will be.
Exactly.
So we pride ourselves on working with other people that have established event management platforms, and we've learned how to build our own, but we incorporate other people at the table. We're always willing to work with anybody that can help service the client.
Exactly.
The client is the goal.
The end goal.
That's the goal. So we don't get caught up in the competition. We don't get caught up in we copy our CVBs.
Mm-hmm.
We include everyone at the table so everyone can just do their job.
Exactly.
And the more you do that, the more collaborative it is, the more you're going to get a return on your client, more retention, more all that other stuff. It's not all about us, but we're excited that we get a chance to service a client in any place in the world and build from there.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's why he's my first guest of 2020. Because, he knows what's going on. He knows industry. He's all about collaboration. And that's one thing that kind of had me gravitate towards
you.
Because, I mean, I knew that from day one. And of course, when I met you,
people
are already in my ear. This is Sam. This is what he does. So I already knew.
Uh-oh.
I already knew the Sam story, right? But I just had to meet the man.
You had to get
the
Hollywood
legend.
Story.
Exactly. So I had to, I knew what they told me. But I said, let me find out if this stuff is true. Or he just, they just talking, but no. It's the truth. It's the real deal. I do appreciate what you do. I do appreciate the stuff we've collaborated on. You invited me to that Google.
That was fun.
That
Google marketing forum. That was awesome.
That was so much fun. It's so educational, and I didn't even know about it. And then Sam called me one day and said, hey, I got this extra ticket. Somebody couldn't go. Are you interested in going?
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah.
You're big in the marketing world as well, so I knew you would benefit from that. So, again, collaboration. We don't have competition.
That's what it's all about. It's all about collaboration. So 2020, I think towards the end of 2019, that was a big word, but 2020 is going to be all about collaboration.
That's right.
Because that's the only way we can move forward.
Yeah.
If we collaborate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So even if I don't have a whole team, I can collaborate with someone
that
have one.
And see, we need people too. The bigger our clients are, the more we need more people that understand the hotel side as well as the client side and help filter the message. So we bring people in all the time to say, hey, if you're available over these dates, can you join us here? Mm-hmm. Can you help us with this client there? Mm-hmm. So, again, it's not just us. We need good people with us at the table. And, again,
there
that's the
go.
Hard part and making sure
go.
It's a good mix.
How much you travel?
Well, I quit my job to travel less, and now building a company, I'm traveling more. But I'll say I'm more strategic with my travel. I travel probably once every 2 months, sometimes once a month. It just depends on where I'm going. I'm doing more day trips because I love sleeping in my own bed.
Yeah.
Shout out to your own bed lovers out there to the USA, around the world. Hotels are nice. Appointed rooms are nice. But yes, I love my own bed. I love my couch. So when I can be home, I'd love to be home. But I travel enough, I'll say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. What is the funnest part of what you do?
Harassing people like you, bruh.
Well, you do a good job. Yeah. You definitely do a good job of that.
Oh, the funnest thing I do?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. What is the fun part of what you do? What do you get the most enjoyment out of your job or your own business or whatever? However you want to take it.
I love it. Great question. I would say I love documenting these events we do with my clients and documenting events I go to.
Okay.
I'm a big picture guy, so I like to see all the hard work come to light. I enjoy being at the table with my clients and their bosses, making sure we make sure they look good, make sure the company is spending the right amount of dollars and not wasting resources.
Exactly.
I like many things of what I do, but out of all of it, I love the fact that I can be home and be engaged with my family with everything that I do.
That's cool.
It's a great work-life balance for me right now.
That's cool.
And I love it that I don't want to be a big company. We're eight, but I don't want to be any bigger than 25. I always want to be able to touch everything I need to touch, like yourself. You have a lot of irons in the fire. You like doing different things. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that I can serve in my church, be home with my family, and take care of a client all in the same week.
That's cool.
So that's one of the things I enjoy the most of my life, and what I do is the balance of it.
Okay. Very good. I like that. So when you do travel, what are you traveling for? Are you traveling to attend shows, or is this with are these client? Because clients are at certain hotels and properties or destinations. What are you traveling for?
Less shows. I think the first year or so we were on a PR, you know, tour, trying to educate and get our name out. The last year and a half, maybe 2 years, I've done less shows. I only did 3 shows last year.
Okay,
and that's not because I'm anti-show. I'm just more focused on our clients' needs, things we have on the calendar, and really doing more sites.
Mm-hmm.
Uncovering independent hotels like the J Hotels in New Orleans.
There
I got to
go,
get there.
See?
So I want to bring all that information back to my clients so they can look at what's the next best thing that's trending or something that will work well with their events that they put together that we help them with.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you and Matt are the partners. Managing partners.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you guys are both good at different things.
Mm-hmm.
So you're good at the marketing piece, right?
I hope so.
I'm saying you are.
All right.
So you're saying you take pictures, you post everything. So yeah, I mean, I would say you are because everything that you do, you already posted things from this. And then before we start, right? So no. You,
hey, I'm copycatting some good people out there. Russell of, you do a great job marketing as well. But
I try. But yeah, you take it a step further. But no, I mean, I get ideas from what other people do.
Yeah,
right?
Me too.
So I see some of the things that you do, and I post accordingly as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you, like you just said, you do some of the things that I do or whatever. But that's your expertise for the most part, right?
Yeah, that's my passion.
So how does that transcend to the team, or does that?
Well, with our team and what Matt does for us, Matt champions our event management platform. So he'll do the website, he'll do the registration platform. I might do the mobile app, when your event app for your conference or trade show. But we really just tag team, depending on the need of the client. He'll do all the registration. I'll be on site and I'll set up registration. But we do a lot of things together.
Mm-hmm.
What's great is Matt champions that, and I champion the sales efforts, the recruiting efforts, and the marketing efforts.
Mm-hmm.
But at any time, we can pivot and do each other's job. I don't touch event management because he's got that nailed down.
That's his thing.
But he's really done a great job in making sure the logistics matches what we're presenting, and making sure we can execute against it. Because it's the bad thing to overpromise and underdeliver. You know, that's a death sentence in this business. So he really makes sure we're going after a client, our price point makes sense for what we're charging, for the level of work we're going to be doing. So he helps us with that tremendously. He's done a brilliant job with that. And then we look at the ways that, okay, client's budget is being cut, where we can cut, And does it still make sense for us to do the project? Mm-hmm. So he's been amazing with that. So we both have our area, but I love the marketing sales side of it. I love meeting people and recruiting. Mm-hmm. I meet a lot of great people like yourself, but everyone isn't SYNC certified, if I can say it that way.
Go ahead and say however you want to say it.
We just like humble people.
Gotcha.
And there's a lot of humble people out there. And we want to work with those that are humble, willing to learn, and has something different from the other person. So we're not hiring cookie cutter people.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds kind of brash, but what I mean by that is everyone on our team brings something the other person doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
That's all good. It is.
That's good.
So if you come from a law background, great. If you come from this, but all hospitality minded, we love it. Because again, we lean on each other for the area that you champion that maybe someone else doesn't have. So that's how we're building.
I like that. I like that. Wow, that was deep right there. Now, where did the name SYNC come from?
Wow. I think I have to probably give that name credit to Matthew Diefenbach.
Okay.
When he was with us, we were looking at a name that put it all together, mm-hmm. that just made sense, covered a lot of ground. And every time you're in your car or your devices, you got to SYNC it. One area doesn't talk to the other without it being synced. Bluetooth, your headphones, everything. Unless you're going to go analog and plug in like the old school days. But most stuff today is, mm-hmm. you know, you got to synchronize it. So I think he said the name and we loved it because it made sense for what we're trying to do. Synchronize all of our services to service your needs.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I have to give that credit to Matthew Diefenbach. I don't think I came up with that one.
No, that's good. That's good. I always wondered where that name came from, but it makes complete sense. Syncing everything together. You guys are on the same accord, your client mm-hmm. with your clients, meetings versus planning versus executing the meetings.
Absolutely.
All have to go together.
They do.
So that makes complete sense. I love that. I love that.
Thank you.
So we're on, or actually we're finishing up with On Air. We're on air with Russell of Hotels. We're here with Samuel Thompson, partner, vice president of marketing for SYNC Meeting Management, right?
You got it.
And that's SYNCMM.com.
SYNCMM.com. You got
it. Okay, SYNCMM.com. I'll make sure all the information is put on because I do a show description after the show. So I'll make sure that's on there
awesome.
For everyone.
Appreciate it.
Around the world to see. What's your average size meeting that you do?
We're in the sweet spot of 250 to 350.
Okay.
For our meetings, our conferences, we do. We have some larger ones, but that's our sweet spot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. And you do them everywhere, right?
Yeah, we're consulting, we're contracting, we're doing site selection, we're doing event management, we handle all the logistics. But what's great about us is we can build our team as needed for your client or our client's needs. But we can do all that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, from coast to coast, overseas.
To coast. All right.
We get stamp your passport. We'll go with you.
Do you have a passport?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Just making sure.
I do. I can't stamp your passport and I don't have one. That fact check, right? You're going to pull me up on Google. Does Sam L. Thompson have a passport?
Yeah. That was a good one. You should have saw a look on his face.
Yeah, like, what? You going to put me in front of everybody like that? Man, what kind of organization I'm running over here?
That was funny. The look on his face was
I didn't
priceless.
See that one coming, y'all. That was a good one.
You got to throw one out there every day.
I love
it. But anyway, we're about done here. You got any parting words about SYNC, about yourself, whatever? Yeah, your floor is yours. You want to say one last thing?
Thank you, Russell, again, for the platform, the opportunity to talk about this business, this industry, my company that I partner with amazing people in and partner with amazing people out there in the world. We're excited about 2020. We're excited about where we're headed, humbly, just taking it a day at a time. We don't know it all, but we've learned a lot on this side of it, doing it ourselves. And we're grateful for the people that have helped us along the way and the clients that we have that trust us with their organization and their meeting needs. And we look forward to continue to move and trend in the right direction. So thank you all for your love and support. We really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. I thank you again for coming on the show and allow me to put you on blast for as long as I did.
Love it.
Because I was, like I said, I was talking you up. Fun. When you're on blast, see, the thing of it is, when you're on blast, you get talked up at least once a week, right?
I love it.
So you're getting all this, outpouring support, and you're not even knowing that you're even there. So the Sync name has been going out there for the last 5 months, okay, before you even came out here, because you've been on blast at least that long, right?
I guess I gotta upgrade my LinkedIn profile to see who's looking at me.
Exactly.
Then,
now I don't have to mention you again. Because you've been on the show. But no, you're always welcome to come back.
Love to.
Love to do a show like from a location sometime.
Would be fun. I would love to bring my team to the table. You hear from them.
Exactly.
See all the different personalities at the table. We have some amazing people. Really grateful that they trust us on this journey. It's hard for people to leave a job or do this and take that leap of faith as well. Exactly. So we're grateful for those that trust us enough to try it, do it, and trust we're going to take care of them along the way. So I'm glad you don't look at us as a threat, because we're not. We would love to partner with you in any way.
You know what?
We do the same thing.
Exactly. I came to this realization about several months ago. So this is nothing new, but it was several months ago. And obviously it's prior to me putting you on blast.
Yeah.
I can't put you on blast if I don't want you on the show. Right? So I want to make sure I share. Like I said, it's all about sharing the knowledge that people have.
Yes.
Educating people that may not know you or know what you do, what Sync stands for. Because like I said, at the end of the day, you do a lot more than some of these other companies do.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that, you know, you're showcased at least on this platform.
Thank you so much.
But just so you know, those other big three will never be on the show.
Okay. Well, you heard it here live, folks. On LA Talk Radio, Russell of Hotels. Sync is blessed to be here. I trust you. I thank you for it. Because I get it.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's about collaboration. Yeah. And some people have made it clear they don't want to collaborate with
small companies.
Small companies, right? Yeah. So small companies, you know, getting together and collaborating, they can do a lot more things than the bigger companies.
We are blessed and honored to be on the show, exactly. Russell.
So, but thank you so much again. Thank you, everyone, Facebook Live family, as well as LA Talk Radio family. I do appreciate you guys tuning in. Yes. I do not take it lightly that you guys do support me, so I do appreciate that. If you have any questions at all about myself, sponsorships, Sam, whatever, Russell Hotels, whatever it is, feel free to email me. I gave you that information before, but I'll give it to you again. Russell@russellofhotels.com is my email. You can go to my website, and my phone number is on there as well, so if you want to hit me up that way. So anyway, you guys have a great week. Thank you again. Happy Tuesday. Today is Taco Tuesday, so yes, I'm making tacos at home.
Good.
So that's it. So we'll see you next Tuesday again on air with Russell Hotels. Take care. Talk to you soon. And I know my time is up, so.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.